From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Gunmen reportedly wearing Afghan police uniforms stormed a packed shrine for Shiite Muslims in Kabul late Tuesday, opening fire, killing at least 14 people and wounding more than 30 others. Officials and witnesses said a suicide bomber blew himself up as the assault began in the Kart-e-Sakai area of the capital city, while two others were shot and killed by security forces, ending an hours-long siege. So far, no group has claimed responsibility for the deadly attack. Monitors say Russian jet fighters on Tuesday resumed heavy bombing in rebel-held eastern districts of the war-shattered Syrian city of Aleppo, targeting two opposition-held neighborhoods, killing more than 20 people. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights called Tuesday's onslaught the heaviest Russian bombardment since the government of President Bashar al-Assad announced last week it would cut back on airstrikes. Moscow has repeatedly denied attacking civilians in Syria, insisting its sole aim is targeting terror groups in support of the Assad government. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump lashing out Tuesday at fellow Republicans, but giving up on his campaign and focusing instead on House and Senate races. Trump told supporters in Florida his race for the White House is not over.
This is a movement like you've never seen before, and you will never see it again. If it doesn't happen on November 8th, it's never going to happen for our country. Believe me, it will never happen again. We are going to make history together.
But standing in Trump's way is Democrat Hillary Clinton, who is enjoying a double-digit lead in one poll. And experts are giving Clinton an 86% chance of winning the election. Top Republicans have seemingly conceded the presidential race to the Democrats. This is VOA News. Lawyers for Salah Abdeslam, the main suspect in the last year devastating Paris terrorist attacks, say they will no longer defend him because of his unwillingness to answer questions about his alleged involvement in the attacks. In April, Abdeslam was unwillingly transferred from a prison in Belgium to a prison in France and has since refused to speak with his lawyers. Investigators believe he was in charge of coordinating logistics for the group of terrorists who killed 130 people in a series of coordinated attacks around Paris. The UN's top diplomat in the Democratic Republic of Congo warning Tuesday about the political situation in that country. Margaret Bashir has more.
The head of the UN mission in the DRC, Maman Sambo Sidiku, told the UN Security Council that the electoral crisis has become a constitutional crisis and no immediate resolution in sight.
Actors on all sides appear more and more willing to resort to violence to achieve their ends, while the space for constructive political activity has shrunk still further. If this trajectory continues, I believe large-scale violence is all but inevitable.
Congo's constitution limits the president to two terms, which President Joseph Kabila will complete on December 19th. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
President Barack Obama says with the help of private companies, the United States will send humans to Mars by the 2030s. But space experts like Scott Pace, director of the George Washington University Space Policy Institute, says several challenges stand in the way of landing on Mars.
Landing on the Martian surface by the 2030s is not, in my view, a realistic goal. It's possible to imagine putting astronauts in orbit around Mars. It's possible to imagine visiting the Martian moons by that time. But the technical challenges and the budgetary challenges of building a vehicle to go down to the Martian surface, survive, and come back up, I think are pretty daunting.
President Obama says an effective public-private partnership that is essential to transporting humans to Mars is already underway, but he does caution that it will take years to prepare for a trip to Mars, including educating the next generation of workers who would help make the trip a reality. The sound of hammers and saws in Haiti signals some progress a week after Hurricane Matthew struck the island, killing hundreds. But Haiti's health minister says they are still grappling with a cholera outbreak caused by Hurricane Matthew. So far, 20 people have died from the disease. The World Health Organization is sending 1 million cholera vaccine doses to Haiti in an attempt to help control the outbreak. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.